This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 20 of BookCareers.com Live. We're coming into summer party season, and whether you're at a publishing party or any other event, you need to know about how to network. Maybe you're coming to our How to Job Search in Book Publishing course this month, and there are still a few spaces available if you are thinking about it. If the concept of networking fills you with horror, here is my survival guide. When you're next at a publishing event or conference, imagine that if you put your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you, you would have a connection to all the people they know. And likewise, they would have access to all your connections. Publishing is still such a small industry that if you went to any publishing event and everyone did this, put their hand on the shoulder of the person next to them, the chances are you'd have connections to most of the publishing industry. What does it mean, this networking business? It simply means that if someone in the room has a question or problem, there will most likely be someone in the room who will either be able to answer it or they will know someone who can. It's a bit like phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Imagine having that kind of network or support system at your fingertips and being able to call on it at any time. That is why people say it isn't what you know, but who you know that's important. If you're thinking this is all a bit like Facebook, Twitter or LinkedIn, then you are right. But as social networks have evolved, more emphasis is being placed on the power of face-to-face networks, particularly as so many people I know on Facebook or Twitter are either leaving, defriending or unfollowing people they don't really know in real life. Book publishing relies on connections and networking from the beginning to the other end of the spectrum, where directors are socialising and sharing information with the directors of other publishing companies. Unlike almost any other industry, publishing is one where we find ourselves regularly talking to, socialising or sharing information with our competitors. Now, these connections weren't made when someone became a director. They were probably made very on in their respective careers. For example, the majority of editorial, sales, rights and managing directors I know now, I knew when they just joined publishing and we were all assistant level or very junior together. Obviously, during that time, I've nurtured friendships and professional relationships, and during that time, I've asked favours of them and they have asked favours of me. Now, this didn't happen by accident, and it won't happen by accident. It's something that you have to work at. How do you introduce yourself to a complete stranger? You've probably heard of the elevator speech, what you might say if you got in the elevator on the ground floor with the managing director and you were both going to the 15th floor, and he or she asked what it was you did. When you meet somebody new, do you pitch in with this or say something else? Here are my top 10 tips to get you started. Number 1, don't pitch. When you introduce yourself, don't go straight into your elevator pitch. Ask a question about something related to the event that you're at. For example, what did you think of that last presentation? Isn't this a lovely venue? I haven't been here before, have you? Or hello, have you been to one of these events before? Or I don't think we've met before. and offer your hand to shake. 2. Stay focused. Engage yourself fully in the conversation. Listen to what the person is saying and don't keep looking over the person's shoulder for the next interesting person who comes in the room. 3. Make eye contact and smile. Everyone is nervous when first making contact, but making eye contact and smiling will help calm your nerves as well as theirs. 4. Be memorable. When asked about yourself, aim to say something they will remember about you. For example, if you're at an author's conference and everyone is an author, how will they remember you? What are you an author of? What genres do you specialise in? 5. Listen. Talk, but don't talk too much. When you're talking, you're only hearing things you already know. When you're listening, you're hearing things you may not already know. 6. Choose your moment. If you have business cards, exchange business cards at the appropriate moment. This is unlikely to be when you first say hello. 7. Circulate. Give yourself a target to meet and talk to at least 6 new people at every event. If you stand in a huddle with the people you already know, you're unlikely to make any new contacts. 8. Follow up. Email the person within the next 3 days and say how good it was to meet them. If appropriate, add them to your LinkedIn network and follow them on Twitter. 9. Make it personal. Nothing is worse than sending round robin or template emails where it is obviously that you've sent the email to everyone but changed their name. This particularly applies to LinkedIn. Make sure you are personalising your connection requests, not sending the standard, "I would like to add you to my network." 10. Stay in touch. Don't lose people from your network. Keep in touch with maybe an occasional email when you hear they've had good or bad news. That might be being published, promoted, or their jobs be made redundant. Or if you know you're going to the same event again, ask if they are going too. Make sure you're in contact aside from when you need their support, advice, or connections. Please don't be one of those people who only gets in touch with others when they need something. It's rather a short podcast today as it's yet another glorious bank holiday weekend. I'll catch up with you next week when we'll have a new case study and a new interview question of the week. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.